It is 14th of May. One of my acquaintances in Kyiv decided several years ago to completely abandon the Russian language which he spoke since childhood and switch exclusively to Ukrainian. Somewhere around a half a year later, he confessed that he didn't become any better at Ukrainian, but at the same time almost forgot Russian. And you know what? This does not work with languages only, it works with everything. Let me give you an example. I found myself in the army aged more than 40 years with no prior military experience, but with a host of health issues like asthma and bad knees, so I didn't turn into the ultimate soldier and nobody expected me to. I do everything I should do, everything my commanders order, but of course not as quickly or efficiently as my younger comrades or people who have dedicated their entire lives to military service. I fully acknowledge that I am a mediocre soldier, but I never expected to also become a complete failure as a civilian. Over 2 years in the army, I simply forgot how to be a civilian. I thought it would be easy, but you could not unlearn it. But no, you can actually forget how to be a civilian. A few days ago, I was finally granted a long-awaited day off, a real one, where I could take off my uniform and wear regular clothes. For the first time in many months, I put on my jeans and within 20 minutes, in the middle of a busy street with a crowd of people, I somehow made such an awkward step that my jeans tore, forming a huge hole behind. So I spent the whole day covering the hole with my hands. With the uniform pants, this never happens, even in the worst conditions. I really hope this story has brought a little humor to your day and lifted your spirits, because this is the only funny story I can tell you right now. All the hours are sad and worrying. The Russians have opened a new front and are advancing again in the Kharkiv region, destroying cities and towns with shells and rockets, trying to break through to Kharkiv. They are being killed by the hundreds and thousands, but the Russian army keeps sending new waves of Russian meat at Ukrainian positions. We have tough times ahead of us again. New attempts by the Russians to launch a major offensive on our cities. We need to hold on tight. I wish we had more missiles and tanks, because in our case, they are not the means of the killing, but the means of saving lives.